Today we basically said that if you look in the Aseret HaDibros and Shmos and Aseret HaDibros and Dvarim, so there are differences. The most prominent difference is that in Dvarim we have Losis Aveh in addition to Losachmod, though Losachmod comes first, which is a little bit of halachically surprising because, as we'll see, the halachic expression is Taiva Mevi Alidei Chimod. And then I tried to make a little bit more of a subtle point, which is that if you look in Dvarim, so the Lavin are conjunctive. It doesn't say Lo Tirtzach, Lo Tinaf, Lo Tignov, Lo Sanavarecha Yitzhakr, like it does in Shmos, where all these things are bad. You don't want to murder, you don't want to be an adulterer, you don't want to kidnap, you don't want to perjure yourself, etc. But here it's Lo Tirtzach, Vilo Tinaf, Vilo Tignov. So it sounds like a very subtle difference, right? But really, I think what's going on in Dvarim is it's sort of presenting the whole of the structure of Lavin in the Aseret HaDibros is more than the sum of the parts, right? And I said it could really be a question of motive, that in other words, that the same reason that you wouldn't kill somebody is also the reason that you wouldn't have you wouldn't kidnap somebody and you wouldn't intrude on somebody's marriage, that there's a certain respect for Tzelem Elokim there, and a certain understanding that there are boundaries in terms of how you would treat somebody else. And it's bidafka in that context that Losis Aveh comes up. So hopefully we'll appreciate that a little bit more as we go on. Then yesterday we also talked about the Ibn Ezra, where the Ibn Ezra, discusses the idea, how can the Torah legislate Losachmod, which sounds like, you shouldn't covet somebody else's object. And that sounds like a little much. Just say you can't steal it, maybe you shouldn't pressure somebody to give you their object, that would be manipulative, but the fact that you shouldn't desire it, so how can the Torah legislate that? So the Ibn Ezra explains, based on a mashal, he says if you'd have a villager in ancient times who saw the beautiful princess of the empire, go by in her carriage, so the villager wouldn't think to himself, oh my goodness, I'm going to marry her, because he understands that, his station in life makes that impossible, right? This is before, the age of upward mobility and, the Great Gatsby over there in American, the American experience. We're talking about like in a feudal society. So the Ibn Ezra says basically, yes, sir, al-zeh, that if God told you that you're not allowed to do something, that creates an emotional reality as well, an internal emotional halachic reality. We gave the example yesterday, right, about, people on Shabbos who were addicted smokers, and yet, they didn't experience that taiva on Shabbos. The minute they made Havdalah, they like needed to run to have a cigarette. It was back when smoking was more common when I was a kid. Because, again, they understood they couldn't smoke on Shabbos. Look at, Targum Onkelos, let's take a look at Rashi, and then we'll begin, at least for today, to get into the Sefer HaMitzvos, both in terms of Losachmod and Losis Aveh. So the Targum Onkelos says, this is on Dvarim, Losachmod itat chavrach velos seirog. So Losis Aveh is Loserog. Rashi expands on that. Losis Aveh, Loserog. Afu lashon chemda. Kimod nechmad lemare, right? This is the first time it comes up in the Chumash itself, when the Isha, she's not yet chava, but teira Isha, ki tova eitz lema'achal, v'chi tava hu leinayim, v'nechmad hu. So nechmad there, Rashi says, is that chaleitz nechmad lemare, nitov lema'achal, metargaminan, demiraga glemechsi. So what I'm interested in hearing from Rashi is sort of bridging Losis Aveh and Losachmod, right? You don't get the impression from Rashi that they're really quite different. So let's take a look in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Again, the presentation is a little surprising, even though it does follow the presentation of the Chumash. So this is Reish Samachay 265. Hizirano mehasi machshav aseinu lasos tachbula kidei liknos machshav rishus zul aseinu meachenu v'hu amara losachmod beizrechus. So surprising. Very different than the Ibn Ezra. And the Rambam says, right, unlike Rashi and the Ibn Ezra, right, Los Achmod and Losis Aveh, it sounds like, developing the desire. For the Rambam, it's associated with, Los Achmod is, what's the key word? Again, to make a kinyan at something. Exactly. To acquire something that belongs to somebody else. If you amaro Los Achmod beis reach, lashon mechalta, Los Achmod, yachol afilu chomed bedibor, tamalomar Los Achmod kesev zahav, mal halan ad sheyaseh ma'aseh, because the pasuk is Los Achmod kesev zahav, v'lakachta alach, ad sheyaseh ma'aseh, avkan ad sheyaseh ma'aseh. And he's bar lecha, ki zeh alav ma'aseh, meharim, ad shenikach le'atzmenu hadavar, shenachdu chomdinoso, mamonachinu, v'afilu liknoso v'laseis bo damim. We'll see the Rav disagrees. Hine ze kulo mishayaseo over a losachmod. So it sounds like for the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, the losachmod is defined as a maisa, right? As, developing some kind of an obsession with somebody else's object. Let's say, you want their house, and you're willing to pay top dollar for it, but you engage in some tachbula, right? You're pressuring the person, whatever it is. So that's when you violate lo sachmod. It has to be ad sheya'aseh ma'isa. Yeah, Ilan. Right, so that's a really good question, is when exactly, right, is when chayav. Clearly, according to Rambam, until you do the ma'isa. The question is, you know, what's the internal component to all of this? So, you know, it's going to be very strange, because as we'll see, not today, but tomorrow, the Rambam refers to it as a lav she'ein bo ma'isa, which the Ravid says, this is, you know, I've never seen a greater stira in my life in the Rambam. This is part of what makes this such a fascinating sukkah. Yeah, Gabi.
Yeah, I was going to say about it, when you close the keeper's not a ma'isa, so...
Right, right. That's what he says. Yeah, that's not enough because it's losachmud kesev is haba shrei mahem lakachta lach. So here the Rambam does, you know, at least tip his hand a little bit to the idea of machshava because he says he's yirano mehasim machshava senu lasos tachbula. So the Rambam already in the Sefer Mitzvos is discussing a little bit of the aspect of machshava that goes into all this. Yeah, Ephraim.
I was just going to ask if you get Malkos, but you...
Right, exactly. Right. So that's, you know, everybody says you don't get Malkos, but the Rambam is on a... He's on the Rambam Island, you know, as far as why you don't get Malkos. He says, Alav Shein B'maisa, which, again, the Ravid just thinks is, you know, beyond understanding. So let's take a look at Reish Samachvav. This is Lo Sisaveh. Hisarenu Mehasim Achshavasenu. So it sounds exactly the same way. Lachmod Mashiesh Lachinu Ulis Avos Bo... Because lo sisave is going to lead to lo sachmod. That raises the question of why not put lo sisave before lo sachmod. The Torah itself put lo sachmod before lo sisave. So the Rambam here is following the Chumash. So this would be a classical case of gzeira d'oraisa. Why is there lo sisave? There's lo sisave, so you don't come to lo sachmod. Again, lasos tachbul iknosu. B'zal lashon azhara b'zal inen amru lo sisave b'esriacha. And again, he calls it the lav harishon, even though, right, you know, chronologically it should come second. Again, emphasizing the ma'isa. So again, if this is all the evidence you had, you would say lo sisava means to develop the attachment, the obsession, and lo sachmod is to go out and acquire it. Two different lavin. How do we know that taiva is maybe the dechimut? Shenemar v'lo sisave v'lo sachmod. Minayin shimchama chesofu lanos v'ligzol and lo sachmod. Right, if you don't get what you want, the guy doesn't agree to sell it to you, that you're eventually gonna, you know, mug the guy and engage in violence. Tamad omar v'chamdu sados v'gazalu. Right, from Amos. Right, uvir zeh. So it doesn't mean that you develop like a passing fancy, like, oh, you know, I happen to think that it's a very beautiful house. I think that's a very beautiful car, or, you know, in today's day and age, a very beautiful iPhone. But im gavra machshavaso alav, right? That if you lose control of your inner world, visavabo avar lo sisave. Vim hisasek vavasadavrahu achi shtadila gio etzlo velo yasur. And then if it translates into action, right, again, once it's captured your heart, you're in violation of lo sisave. Once it's translated into action, well, you'll stop at nothing to acquire this object. Again, so again, Ilan, that's your point, right, lemafreya. Okay, so that's a very good way of putting it. You're not on somebody's house every day. They say, go away, I don't want to sell my house. Then you keep on raising the price. So after you would acquire the house, you'd violate lo sachmod. Okay? Even though, again, he sold it to you willingly, according to the Rambam. Rabbi disagrees with that. Right, at this point, you're already so obsessed that you're not going to stop at anything. So again, just a very brief thought to finish, and then we'll continue with Hilchos Gzela tomorrow. And that this could be exactly why both in the Psukim and in the Rambam, Lo Sachmod comes before Lo Sisave, right? Because the whole idea of Lo Sisave is that it really is Gzera Del Raisa, right? Lo Sisave, right, is something which can lead to Lo Sachmod. And if that was the idea, you'd start with the the ikar and not the tafil, so to speak. The ikar is the Torah doesn't want you to engage in tachbulos to acquire things that other people have, even if you're willing to pay top dollar. And the Torah comes back and says, and don't even start down that road. So again, that's the pasuk in Dvarim, where it says, lo sach moreish esrecha, ve lo sis aved, don't even start down that road with taiva. But again, it's really meant to protect the ikar here, the fundamental law, which is lo sachmod. So we'll continue to develop the idea as we go forward, and hopefully tomorrow we'll begin to see, you know, why this is in the Aseres Adibros, where it's conjunctive, where it's that there's the same underlying idea, and it's in that context that lo sis ave first appears. Okay, I'll hold it up here, and we will continue on tomorrow. Thanks for coming.